Telltales, Dakota Folk Life and Stories is a collection of narratives of shared personal experiences of peoples of the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many who are in elder care facilities. In 2020, our emphasis was on veterans, and while in-person interviews were not possible due to the pandemic, we were able to speak remotely with a number of them, including Jennifer, a member of the staff at the Cheyenne Care Center in Valley City, North Dakota. She told us about the challenges faced by the staff during the pandemic.
I'm Jennifer Cabezas. I've worked at the Cheyenne Care Center for a little over 8 years. Now I'm in the social work department, but my focus is admissions. I admit people to the building. We have 170 beds. So every resident that comes in here comes in through me, basically. Of course, this was easier pre-COVID, like helping get residents to activities, wheeling people around, or we used to take people outside, you know, in groups and stuff. We would all pitch in to help keep the flow. And that's kind of all changed with how we've done our things now since COVID has hit. I think it was hard to even understand how the COVID pandemic would affect us truly when we started out. You think the worst things, and you know that the worst could happen, but when it actually starts happening, it does feel like a surprise, like you're living in a different, even almost like an out-of-body type thing, like you're in a twilight zone. It's happening and you don't have any control over things, or you have very little control over things. So losing the people that we have, for one thing, you know, those people were part of our family here at the care center, spending their days with us spending our days with them, holidays and everything. So that they're even gone in general is tough, but then to be lost, you know, during a pandemic, feels extra devastating. And it feels hard to think that they wouldn't still be here with us, you know, otherwise. Who knows? We don't know that that's really true. But it's just hard to stop your brain from thinking that way. It's you think that taking care of someone is always just the big things of making sure they have the medicine that they need to stay healthy and food and, you know, a clean place to be. And it's so much more than that. It's knowing who they are and hearing them be happy and being beside them when they're sad and, you know, shaking their hand so that they have the human touch and seeing things around their room that give them a sense of being a person, and then build your relationship on that. And those are the things that I think the residents in here value the most about us, and we value about them. We remember that they might like their glasses next to their bed when they go to bed, so they know where to find them. Those little things are everything to people. It's just a really special part of being able to take care of someone, are those little things. They're everything. The little things really are the biggest thing. In my experience, veterans that I've admitted over the 8 years are very, they're humble about it, about their service, but they're proud. You can tell by the things that they bring into the facility, pictures, blankets with American flags on them, and hats that talk about what branch they were in. It's still really close to them, that they hold that service really close to their heart. And then our facility, of course, this was a lot easier before COVID, but we would have veterans suppers and stuff like that so that they could get together amongst each other. And on Veterans Day, we would have, you know, a program for them. And some of them would even dress up in their uniform, like they were so proud of their service.
Produced in partnership with the Cheyenne Care Center in Valley City, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is produced in part with a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.